Continuing on Goodland Game Day from Scott City. First round of regionals about to get going here. The Goodland Cowgirls taking on the Lady Beavers of Scott City here in the opening round. It's time for the pregame coach's conversation with head coach Tess Smith, sponsored by Edward Jones financial advisor Chris Yost. Tess, you come into the postseason today, you know, after a really hot middle of the season, kind of an up and down finish to the year. What do you attribute that kind of a, I don't want to say a faded ending, but to an extent, a tougher start end of the year than you had in the middle?
Oh, yeah, tougher end of the year, and that's where the heaviest part of the scheduling was, too. You know, we saw the three best teams in the GWAC right there at the end, so that was kind of to be expected, but I think we probably played and did as well as we could have done better, but I think I liked the way we finished, and we shut the book on that season. We're starting a new season and taking the positives from the previous season and leading them to what today has to bring.
How much concern, if any, is there about the bats? You look at the last couple of ball games, you guys have had just one extra base hit, just 8 runs scored, 5 RBIs. How much of a concern is it with the bats going up against some of the better pitchers here, especially even today in Cheyenne Kramer in this first game?
Not too much of a concern, because I think that's about right. That's probably how you're going to hit. We're not going to go put up a bunch of runs like we did against Ulysses and Hugoton. We're not going to go put 21 runs on the board. We're not going to hit 3 in the park home runs against them. So I can attribute to that, and we've adjusted a little bit too. So, I mean, yeah, I want to keep us hitting, keep us going, but that's about normal, I think. You're not going to put up those big kind of hits against those kind of pitchers that we saw at the end.
Speaking of pitching, Allie Kuhr, Jackson Maychek have been your two girls that you've gone to all season long. Do you just stick with what you've done and go with Allie Kuhr and throw Jackson if you have to, or do you try to mix things up here in the postseason a little bit?
Well, we're mixing things up. Jackson's going on the mound today. She has not seen Scott City yet, and I felt really confident with the way Jackson threw at Holcomb at the end of the year, and so I really liked that plan. So I got a little hidden trick in my back pocket. We'll see if it comes to. We're gonna see how it goes, but that's how we're going right now. Jackson's gonna go on the mound. It does change us up a little defensively, so Allie will then go to third, but I'm confident. These girls are confident, and as we've been telling them all year, we're gonna go as far as our confidence takes us. So if that's the case, the three coaches, we are right there, and they're right there as well, so here we are. It's time to do it.
What do you like about Jackson in the circle as a change-up to what Allie's done all year long?
Just more speed. I mean, that's the thing. I think people probably think, geez, Allie goes out and wins 10 games this year. She's 10-5 for us. And if you look at Jackson's record, she's only 2-3. But that's not because we just haven't given her the ball. She'd be much higher in the win column if I'd give her the ball more. But we've been just kind of keeping her at third. And that's our best defense. We've been, solid around that. But I like what Jackson brings. She brings a little bit different speed, a different style than what Allie does. And so, I'm sure all week they've been preparing for Allie. So somebody that with ball movement and not really looking at somebody that's just going to rear back and throw some heat. So that's my game plan here. I hope it works. That's my plan. You know what I mean? But I feel really confident. She threw really well. I got out against a tough Holcomb. We kept them scoreless till the sixth inning. So, if we can get that and then bring Allie in when we need to, I really like the way that feels today.
We're visiting with Tess Smith as we continue to get set for Scott City and Goodland here in the first round of the 3A Regional. You talked about confidence. How much confidence have you seen in the girls here as they got ready for these few games? Because you did have, the season came to an end. You had a couple times to get together and get some work in, but how do you feel about that?
We got together and we worked. We did what we needed to do for practice. Weather kind of threw us off a little bit there and threw us back into the gym, so we went back and did some fundamentals of hitting and really broke out some hitting stations. So hadn't been able to get on the dirt because it's been water. It's been like a pool at home, but we also just kind of closed the year, the regular season, with a fun evening with our family and our teammates and had a lot of fun with that. So, we're not going to reinvent the wheel. I can't throw the hammer down and clamp these girls. That's not – you have to keep them loose and keep them going, and that's the approach we took. And we're turning the page. All those games that we played up until now are what we were working for these just 2 days of the season.
In the games against the tougher opponents, you guys have at times struggled with the errors. How do you go about making sure those are at a minimal when it matters the most?
I think if we're hitting the ball and we're playing the ball and play and we're scoring runs, our defense will take care of itself. That haunted me. Don't worry. Looking at back at the Hugoton or the Holcomb game, I'm pretty sure I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about the 7 errors that we had there. You know what I mean? But if I think also a lot of that, we hit the ball against them, but I think it comes down to if we're not hitting the ball very well, then I think sometimes we press, and so then we feel ourselves tense up and become like these tight rubber bands. So my challenge to them is just to stay loose and stay fun. Stay loose, stay fun, and do what we've been doing all year.
Couple more quick ones for you. Quick scout on Scott City. What do you remember about the first meeting? I know it was a deal where you had to split the game over a couple of days because of weather, but yeah. What do you remember about the team?
Obviously Kramer's solid. And that's what they're going to go with. A couple kids that have pitched, but definitely we're all right there together. We can definitely hang with them and, don't overlook us.
Let's get into our keys to this game, sponsored by the Brandon Goldberg Agency. What are you hoping to see again? I'm sure it's not reinvent the wheel.
Right, no. Yeah, no, just I want us to play solid defense. I want our pitchers to come out and pitch well and then just hit the ball. I mean, just put some seven complete innings together. Really, we need 14 halves. You need to be half solid on the offensive side, solid on the defense. If we can do that and make that one hole, there's 14 halves that make seven innings, and that's where we need to be.
Tess, thank you. Good luck today.
Thank you, Ross.
Head coach, Goodland Cowgirls, Tess Smith there with the pregame coaches conversation, sponsored by Edward Jones, financial advisor Chris Yosh. You can go on Biz with Chris in downtown Goodland today about saving for your kids' college fund or even starting your retirement as well. Also, there, of course, was the Brannick Gold Bricks of Success, or our keys to the game. Go and see Mike Brannick at his new location on 17th Street in Goodland and see if he can help you save on your insurance. Keep it here. More Goodland Game Day coming up, including the FB Bank starting lineups. That's next here from Scott City as regional play gets underway. You're listening to Goodland Cowgirl Softball.